Hopefully you've already heard the good news, but just in case you missed it, Harrogate has won gold at the Britain in Bloom Awards. Five groups were chosen to fly the flag for the region following success in the Yorkshire in Bloom competition last year. Harrogate, a contender for the Champion of Champions title, unfortunately lost out to the Lancashire village of Elswick, but was awarded a gold medal for the exceptionally high standard of the entry.
Pam Grant, President of Harrogate in Bloom.
Not necessarily the outcome you were hoping for. However, gold, still an unbelievable achievement.
Gold's a brilliant achievement. But we had set our sights very high and we were all very, well, we felt let down a bit, you know, because we wanted to take the Champion of Champions crown. But gold is good, yes, it's better than ever before.
However, Pam did tell us that she didn't think some of the judges' comments were entirely fair.
We already address all those points. We just didn't illustrate them in the tour. We had written about them in the portfolio. I did mention them in my presentation, but they chose to ignore them. We're very much community-led, and in the judges' comments, it actually said, we suggest you rely more on your community and less on Harrogate Council, which is not the case. We are already community-led.
The judges say they were impressed by the outstanding sustainable planting, Woodlands Community Garden with its emphasis on vegetable growing for healthy eating, and Valley Gardens, the jewel in the crown, which features a new Japanese garden. I chatted with Anne Jones, the Mayor of Harrogate Borough, to see what she thought of the result.
Well, I can only speak from my perspective as being the mayor, and I'm only 5 months into the job. But I see so many people, delegates to this town, visitors to this town, and I can tell you, without a doubt, that to a man, woman and child, they all tell me how beautiful the floral element is of this town. And you have got to give credit to all of those people, the passion that goes into this. And so, yes, gold is marvellous. It's great. But I really was with the team Harrogate, and I was hoping for the crown of crowns. And that's not sour grapes. That's just me supporting the town and all the hard work that's gone into this, and we wish Lancashire well with their award. We were just hoping that we had done everything we possibly could.
The amount of hard work that is put into the preparation and the entire build-up, I mean, how can you summarise all of that?
Well, I think it speaks for itself. I would invite anyone to come to Harrogate and walk through this beautiful town and tell me they're not inspired by what's been achieved. And I have to say, Pam Grant is absolutely spot on. It isn't totally relying on Harrogate Borough Council. We have a lot of volunteers working on behalf of us all, because we all take pleasure from what is before us today.
Despite not achieving what the group set out to originally do, they are still extremely proud of the result and hope to come back next time better than ever.
Next year we're back in Yorkshire in Bloom, so already we've decided we're going to use next year as a pilot year for when we're next back in Britain in Bloom. And if we don't knock spots off them then, we will be disappointed.
James Kane, Managing Director of Harrogate Water.
Nikki Kane, Marketing Manager, Harrogate Water.
First of all, how are you both feeling today?
Great, yes. Lest we forget, we've won a gold, and the gold is the highest thing that we could have achieved. And at the start of the year, I think if we'd known that, we would have all been delighted with the outcome. I guess the bittersweet piece is that we didn't quite win Champion of Champions. But we're not sore losers. We'll be back, and we'll bounce back, and we'll take the learning. But at the end of the day, we won gold, and I have to say that I'm really thrilled with that for everybody and everybody involved.
I think also we've got to meet some tremendous people on our journey. I think the hard work that goes into Harrogate in Bloom can't be underestimated. There are some wonderful people that dedicate an awful lot of their time to create the Harrogate that we sometimes perhaps take for granted, somewhere that we should be enormously proud to live, that continues to attract visitors and is an amazing place to do business.
Starbeck, Otley, they all, you know, got silver, which is still incredible for them, but, you know, still the best Yorkshire town.
Yeah, absolutely, and we shouldn't lose sight of that, and it's a great achievement. We got pipped at the post by Elswick, and good luck to them. I believe they have an awful lot of volunteers, and we'll take the learning and we'll be back.